Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Outer Sanctum is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respect to their elders past and present.
Good plan, good plan. Who thought of this one?
You're listening to the Outer Sanctum podcast.
There is a moment in time in the history of the AFL.
In from the side, Houghton. She was surrounded by blue jumpers.
Groundbreakers, history makers.
Hi Sanctumers, it's Emma here. Since we last spoke, Kirby Bentley was appointed the head coach of the Bulldogs VFLW team. Kirby is, of course, a very long-time friend of the pod. I think we've spoken to her when she was a Freo player, when she was a Blues player, and even earlier than that, we chatted with her about the Kirby Bentley Cup, which is a football carnival in WA for women following in Kirby's footy boots footsteps. And that was actually years. It feels like years before we actually met her. Kirby works in development for the Dogs AFLW team, and with the train-on players looking increasingly important for this upcoming season, I thought it would be a good time for us to get her thoughts. I'm going to give her a call.
Hello, Em.
Hi, Kirby. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I mean, the world is a little bit crazy. There's a lot flying around right now. How are you feeling?
It is a bit all over the shop, actually. But excited for round one versus Melbourne this weekend.
It's so exciting. We were so thrilled when we saw you get announced as the VFLW head coach. We were just punching the air because it looks like the Dogs have got that good, thorough development pathway set. There's so many women at the Dogs at every level now. Was that something that you thought was going to happen at this point on the eve of AFLW?
No, not at all. I wasn't even considering the VFL. I wanted to be a part of it, but I didn't know, you know, to what capacity. But yeah, Berkey and I had a chat. We're in the gym, actually. He said I was avoiding him, but I wasn't. But yeah, we spoke about the head coaching role, and it's exciting to know that I've got the support around me. And I think that's so important and invaluable to be able to utilize those people and access them when you need them. So, like, I understand the game as a player, and that's all I've ever known. So to implement or to share what I do understand and to teach now is a new challenge, but I'm pretty excited about it.
I've worked with Berkey a bit. We used to do a radio show together. He's got a real footy veneer, like an output of real footy language, but he understands women so well. I guess having three daughters definitely helps. Having a sport playing wife really helps as well. He's really invested in it. What's your relationship like in how he's supporting your coaching pathway?
Yeah, it's great. We both kind of tune off or go off the same values. So we want to get to know, it's a relationship thing. So we've built that kind of relationship. So we're able to know each other on that level and meet equally. Then to be able to access him and know that he's a phone call away, or, you know, just send an email and you'll get that reply. It's, like I said, it's invaluable to have that type of access for the legend he is and his understanding and knowledge as well. So being able to utilise him and the female coaches around me and the other male coaches and anyone possible, you can only be the best when you actually engage and vice versa. So I know what I know, but there's a lot that I don't know. So
love seeing you and Mel Hickey in there together. I was actually musing on it. Have you guys played against each other so many times and now you're on the same team?
Yeah, we've obviously represented our states and played against each other. And I think even in the All-Australian games we did, but only in Melbourne when the Western Bulldogs Melbourne games were about, we played together at Melbourne.
So it's, oh, yeah, of course.
I love working with her and Woody. And Dills is outnumbered with the girls and myself, so we sometimes pick on him. But it's been a great environment. So Woody's been in coaching for a little while now, and Hickey's got a couple of years on me. So using those players, or those two women, especially coming from a female football background, is also great to kind of bounce off and see where we're at and see where I'm at.
What's it like being at a club with Debbie Lee, especially during a crisis? I imagine she's pretty amazing.
Yeah. She's always got a funny spin on things, and I think that's great to, you know, make light of whatever it is that we're going through. But you can't control the uncontrollables, and it's as simple as that. So it doesn't matter if it's a rolled ankle or if it's a COVID scare or if it's an actual positive COVID. So, yeah, we just have to deal with what it is and the facts of it, and she's pretty good like that.
With COVID, obviously it's the talking point at the moment as we head into the start of the season, not knowing what it's going to look like. We know that there's going to be five train-on players who are going to be available for every team to kind of bolster the list. Do they come under your jurisdiction? Is that, like, what's your game day role going to be in terms of pulling up people from development, even to maybe cover holes when people might be out with COVID ISO?
It's an interesting one. It's like you'd like to ideally train the girls with the, you know, the contact leading into any kind of game. So that's why you have pre-season. There's a progression stage to it all. So that will definitely be a Berkey conversation with those players. He knows what it is that he needs, and I can only give them what, as far as our pre-season has been. So there's actually been very minimal contact. So, yeah, it'll be interesting how that's managed and the way they go about that. But on top of all that, our roles are changing. So they might, players might not play, coaches might not coach. So could you imagine if your head coach, touch wood, nothing happens, but could you imagine, then what do you do?
It looks like you'll be the head coach for the day, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'll get the call up.
With you and Nathan Burke both coaching these two teams that sit alongside each other, will you play the same system?
We'll use the same language, just because we've got a lot of the young girls will play down, and some of our girls will obviously play up. So if we speak the same language, then it's easy just to transition into, and it's just making slight adjustments. So my game plan will be a version of his, but simplified again. You just want to make football simple. It's a game to keep you off. When you don't have it, what do you do? Do you find a player, you tackle them, what, do you follow them around? So it's just knowing those small basic things, but doing it very well.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So I'm really interested. I don't know if you're allowed to tell me this. What's it like day to day? Has the playing group made a decision, we're not going to cafes, we're not catching up with certain people? Are you trying to bubble with each other? How many tests a day are you getting? Like, how does it work?
So we'll get a rapid test just before we enter the club, and we'll get a PCR once a week. I think that protocol will all change. So we're guided by a lot of what we do by the government. I'm definitely conscious of not really going anywhere or talking to somebody that isn't, even from other teams. You don't really want to interact because you just don't know where they've been as well. So, and this thing has really taken off. You feel a bit lost, to be honest. You still feel like you're in lockdown walking by yourself sometimes, unless you're with the Bulldogs girls.
And I can imagine as well, you've got family in WA, having a very different experience, but also looking at remote and Indigenous communities, that I know that you'd be keeping an eye on the health and safety of those communities as well. That must be hitting home for you.
Like, I was looking at it as well, and for me to probably get home, I reckon it'll be 2030, I reckon. So it's going to be a little while, and it's that patience game. So knowing that I don't know when I will actually get home and how, you know, my family is going across there. They're pretty well looked after in regards to it's not getting out of control, which is a good thing. But, yeah, just not knowing when to see them or when I actually get to see them is probably the biggest challenge. The club is great in all of their support and what it is that I'll need. And I think once the borders open, yeah, that support from the club as well to be able to get home just to touch base, yeah, will be well supported as well.
It's funny, the concept of home, when as a footballer, you've obviously Frio's been home, Carlton's been a home, WA is your home, now you've got a new home at the Bulldogs. How do you describe the Bulldogs? What's the ethos and the feeling that you get from this new home?
It's very welcoming. Like, you know, when you've got the likes of Debo and Berkey at the top, they're the way they are. Their characters are just warm and welcoming in that way. That's what you want to feel. You want to feel wanted and accepted. So from them doing that, and then the flow on effect downhill, girls can be who they are and I can be who I am, and we can support each other working through. So what they've done and how they've set things up is pretty exceptional.
AFLW Indigenous Round started some new traditions that illuminate First Nations culture through a woman's perspective. I feel like the education's been great through Indigenous Rounds in the AFLM, but women is a whole different perspective. Will you get an opportunity to consult on how the Bulldogs celebrate Indigenous Round now that you've got this other role there?
Well, they're open to any sort of conversation or suggestions. But yeah, like I said, they've done a great job in the way that they've established their team and the people they've got there. So Belinda Joie's on the board as well, and she's exceptional. She understands, she knows culture, but she knows both worlds of the business side as well. So to be able to have her and to utilise her, but another perspective being a Noongar woman from WA is a fresh look. So whatever that looks like for Western Bulldogs and whatever I can offer, I'm more than happy to. But yeah, our roles as women in general are different to men in our families is a whole other different level of leadership, I think. Our roles play a huge role.
It's so lovely to see that getting a spotlight, and it's been such an important, I think, cultural milestone for white Australia to understand their black history through footy, but it's always been through a male lens. So this is a whole other opportunity. I really dig it.
It's a lot like our game, isn't it? So we've only ever seen boys play and men play. So we just think, oh, that's how football should be played. But we actually play a different style of football, and we actually understand football differently, and we want to know every in and out of how even the football's made. So women like to know all the information, and we can filter it out ourselves, and the game or the way that we are, and we implement whatever it is in lives that we are built differently and we think differently. So, and culturally that's no different as well. So,
and do you get the same, do you reckon you'll get the same buzz when the ball is bounced as a coach as you have as a player?
That's an interesting one. I didn't think I would have the same excitement or reward, but I was teaching one of the players a kind of evading move the other day, and she did it, and I hit Hickey, and I was like, I taught her that. But it was, it's so rewarding to see coachable players actually do it in live play. And it is very rewarding. So I hope I do get the same buzz. I hope I get a better buzz than it.
Yeah. It's like having 16 children out there.
Yeah. You wish you could chase around and show them.
Are you good otherwise? Are you all right?
Yeah. Everything's all, I've just started a business. Cultural awareness one, actually. It's called Nyala. Nyala in Noongar means ours. So yours and mine, it's ours. So it's a cultural awareness module speaking on our history, but it's more about creating conversation from the facts, if that makes sense.
So that's very cool. So do you go into schools, or do people do it online?
Oh, yeah, so it's all modules. So you buy a pack. There's six modules in it, and it'll just, they're 12 to 15 minutes long. So you'd be able to watch it, say, out of Sanctum, can watch it. Western Bulldogs or AFL can buy it, corporates can buy it or whatever. But it's, instead of just saying it's Invasion Day or it's Australia and having that conversational battle of conversation, it's more, well, why is it Australia Day or why is it Invasion Day? So it's more just creating those conversations in a positive aspect, knowing the facts are what they are.
That's awesome. I know you've been working on a program like this for such a long time, and to see you actually bring it, you've just done it. You've done it. You've written it. It's ready to go. Can we buy it yet?
We'll do the filming probably in the next week or so. So it'll be a day filming, and then we'll set it all up. And once it's up and going, definitely
We'll make sure you link us in and we'll all be sending it to everyone, sharing all the links and snapping it up and buying it for every organisation, family member, school that we interact with, footy clubs. It sounds like a brilliant initiative. You're amazing, Kirby. Congratulations. I should probably let you go. What does the day look like? Have you got training?
Yeah, we do. We've got another rapid test and training. Yeah, I think that it's pretty exciting. Like, it's hard to see what this weekend looks like because all of the unknowns, but I think the girls are pretty excited. I'm excited for round one.
It's pretty exciting that you get to play the Deeks because everyone's talking about them as being a real shot, but it's also, I've always felt like this should be the season opener, these two teams.
No, I 100% agree. It's where it started. So it's where it started for us as female footballers, and both clubs got on board long before the AFLW even came about. So it's great round one.
It's going to be great. Sue Alberti will be priming, polishing the pearls.
Yeah, she will, definitely.
And to have it at Witten, it's going to be so fantastic. I hope that people can go and feel safe to go. And I just, I can't wait to be back in the outer at Witten Oval. It's such a beautiful place to be. It really feels like the spiritual home that really matches. Don't you reckon it feels like it matches the vibe of AFLW?
Yeah, 100%. I love being there. I love getting to the club and love being around it.
That's so good. But you don't have to do weights anymore or time trials.
Well, that's more the time trials and running. So I've just started weights and I've been telling the S&C coach I've got DOMS. She just laughs at me. So,
well, it's nice to talk to you.
Me too. I've missed you guys. It's been a little while. I'll send you some of the stuff that I've been doing.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want you to do. The last time I saw you was last year at the Carlton Frio game, and Carlton lost and they shouldn't have lost. And we were having a nice conversation and then I spat the dummy.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, well, I'll be watching you and I'll see you in the outer, no doubt.
No worries. Thanks,
Have a great day, Kirby.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.